This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
So now, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I can't. Yeah, you go to the internet, or you go to, you know, when people have gone done some ibadah. Let's say, for example, they've gone to Hajj. Have you seen them? Have you seen them in Hajj? Selfie, 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 selfie in front of the Kaaba, selfie in front of, you know, in Sa'i, you know, video call, you know, yeah, you know, I'm in Tawaf right now, I'm doing my fourth Tawaf, I'm going around here, here's the Kaaba, you know, yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, I know you're all the way in England, you're all the way in Canada, wherever, but since I'm here and you can see the Kaaba, I've kind of given you view of the Kaaba, that you've seen the Kaaba, blah, blah, blah. See, I've given you full view of this life, whatever. I'm in the Haram, in Medina, Munawwara, look, you know, here's the Prophet's grave. And some people go to another extent, they kind of, I don't know, man, they I don't know, they've got into this thing. It's going to be crazy now, okay? I'm not going to talk to you about the permissibility and non-permissibility of this, but I want to say this, that it's going to be crazy. People taking all the phones out in front of the Prophet's grave and the phoning people and say the salam right now. And they're all saying salam through the phone. Now there's loads of these phones going off with salam. Hey, quick, say the salam now. Oh, I've done you a big favor, huh? Listen, if I want to say salam to the Prophet, I can say from anywhere in the world. I don't need you, a human being, to take your phone, okay, your Samsung or whatever, your iPhone, all the way to, you know, the Prophet's masjid in front of his grave, and then to, you know, make me say salam to that. I've got a better way and a quicker way, much quicker way, much better way, and a much cleaner way of sending salam to him, direct. Which is what? The Prophet ﷺ said that when I'm gone from this world, the Sahaba asked, they said, when you're alive, we're sending salam on you and we're sending salutations on you. What do we do when you've gone from the earth? So the Prophet ﷺ said, when I've gone from the earth and you send salam wherever you are, then the angels will bring it and present it to me. Allah will return my soul to my body. I will say the salam to you. And then after that, finished, you've got the salam back. So right now I'm here. I say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. I've said that, oh Allah, please send salutations and bless and send, you know, your salam on the Prophet sallallahu wasallam and his family and on his you know, sort of wives or his family or his companions and so on. I've said that right now the angels have taken this, gone straight to Medina Munawwara and presented it to him. Do I need you with your phone? Hey, say salam right now. And it's gone sort of crazy. With the ibadah, they're doing anything, you know, doing the stoning and so on. Hey, look at this, I'm doing this right now. Well, if you've gone to that extent, you know, I think the next thing is people, which they've already started, iftar time. Iftar of Ramadan, loads of selfies, pictures, photos. Oh, look what we having as food for our iftar. Why on earth are you doing that, man? I mean, the person who prepared the iftar did it for whose sake? For whose sake? To please who? Allah's sake, they're supposed to please Allah, right? So why are you advertising all your iftar? It's a holy time to have a holy moment, you know, to break your fast and do dua, right? Did you do it for all those people outside there? That you're doing that? Then the next thing is that, okay, you know, when it comes to salah as well, to show people, I mean, it's entered already, it's gone to the stage where people want to show that they are praying. So what they do is, they'll go to, for example, Masjid al-Aqsa, or they'll go to Masjid al-Haram, al-Nabawi, or they'll go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and they'll give the phone to someone, and they'll say, when I start my salah, take a picture of me praying in front of here. Now, I don't mind if this was your private picture. If this is your private picture, as a way of you reminding yourself, I was in this place, that's fine. But when you send that picture to others, what are you trying to do? Because that is pure riyah. That is pure ostentation or is showing off. And that two rakats you did or whatever you did is now in front of other people's eyes. And you can't say you've done it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal when you're just showing people, you know, your actions. And in every other part of the religion, People are entering these things.
The Safa curriculum covers all the Islamic educational needs of young Muslims today in a fun, simple and engaging way. Tried and tested for over 15 years at one of the UK's leading maktabs. The curriculum has been adopted by hundreds of institutions around the world and makes your child's journey in seeking knowledge easy, meaningful and dynamic. This innovative and comprehensive curriculum covers Quran and Tajweed, Islamic studies, du'as and surahs, as well as Arabic in an integrated and structured way. Visit safarpublications.org to find out more.